All right. Well, if you've been in downtown O'Neill, you've noticed some activity going on down at the former Community Wardrobe. And we're going to give you all of the info you need to know on what's going on down there. We've got Pastor Mike Dury from the O'Neill Assembly of God, also representing the O'Neill Ministerial Association. And Mike, who do you have with you in there?
I have Barb Shoemaker, who is going to be the manager of our store downtown. And we're just excited to have her on board. We wanted to just come in this morning. Boy, what a beautiful morning, by the way. Huh?
Yeah, it's nice out there.
We better enjoy this morning because this afternoon we might be thinking a little different. You know, a nice fall morning and a hot summer afternoon.
But yeah, don't forget your deodorant today.
That's exactly right. But at any rate, we wanted to just come in and talk a little bit about the Community Wardrobe and the changes that are occurring down there. The Wardrobe actually had started back in June of 2000, and Diane Balderson had managed the store for a number of years. She was the first manager as it was started under the umbrella of the Methodist Church. And then back in about 2006, I think it was, that the Community Wardrobe split off from the Methodist Church and moved downtown as they outgrew their facilities there and began their ministry downtown with the store. And they've just had a very important ministry, I think, to the community of O'Neill. And when we heard that the store was going to be closing, the O'Neill Ministerial Association just really felt that this was a ministry that needed to stay viable and active in our community. And so we pursued the thoughts of taking over the ownership of it, and we've just acquired it. We ended up in the end of July here actually acquiring the store, and we brought Barb Shoemaker on as our manager, and so she's been down there hard at it, and we've been rearranging the store a little bit and that sort of thing. But just to tell you what the Ministerial Association is thinking about, and then I'll let Barb talk a little bit. But the Ministerial Association just really realizes that it is a vital ministry, and it funds a lot of different things. Helps fund Meals on Wheels that was going on, and recreational programs, fire departments, library, all sorts of different things that they have done. And that's something that we want to do. But we also want to just be able to provide a good resource for our community for good clothing and good quality clothing and different things like that. And Barb really has experience more in that area. And so I'll just let her tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, and you're making some changes down there, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Complete makeover.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to thank all the volunteers who have come in these last couple of weeks and helped, because without their assistance, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. And it's a team effort. So we worked hard. We've got it going. It's ready for opening. But my goal is to have this the store available for all walks of life to shop at, to be comfortable in, to enjoy their shopping experiences. And we need that here in O'Neill. And we hope we can draw from not only our own community, but the surrounding communities as well, to bring them back and shop here in our town. We have a lot of insight as to what we want to do. We're looking for donations, that clothing especially that are rarely or gently used,
right,
to brand new. We'd like to kind of keep an upper class type of selection. The cost on the clothing will be less than what they have been to help support the people of the community. And we're also working with Bright Horizons. So, did I leave anybody out?
We've just worked with a lot of people. It's just been a real real whirlwind because we kind of jumped into this and got really quick, to about 2 weeks to get the store opened. One of the things that I want to mention, Scott, is, you know, just the new look that's going to be down there.
Right.
It's just amazing what Barb and the girls and volunteers, there's been men there as well, what they've done. I walked in the store the other day, and it kind of looked like just a whirlwind in there. There was clothes flying all over the place, but there's new displays, new look, just a lot of different things. And we have sorted out a lot of the older clothes that were there and some of the things that were just had been around for a while, and we've removed those and brought in some new, and so it's just looking really good. And again, you know, like Barb was saying, we just couldn't have done this without all the volunteers.
Yeah.
And that's been amazing. And we're going to continue to need volunteers. The Community Wardrobe has always been a volunteer-based program. And outside of Barb, we're going to depend on volunteers to make it happen. And so that's the way that we can give back to our community, is to be able to maximize the funds that come through it. The Ministerial Association, we're going to use the funds just like we've always used funds that come into our organization. We use it to help the transients, the people that need assistance in rent and housing and all of those sorts of things. And we've just become a very active group, and I'm just excited that the churches of O'Neill are pulling together to make this thing happen. So,
yeah, and if people do want to volunteer, Mike, who do they contact?
They would just get a hold of Barb, and yeah. Barb, yeah. I'll let you talk about that.
Anybody who is interested in volunteering, whether they want to schedule a particular day or time each week or just whenever they're available, I would really appreciate it. They reach out to me. I'll give them my phone number here online so they can write it down. It's 402-340-5869. And they can call me at any time. And the more the merrier.
Right. So. Yeah, and if you can give an hour a week or 5 hours a week or just if you can...
Exactly.
You say, I can come in and help at the end of the month when I'm free or whenever. You'll take volunteers about any way you can get them, right?
Well, I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have changed the hours, and okay. I don't know how many people are aware of this. On Monday and Wednesday, we will be open from 9 to 5. And Thursday, we're really changing up. We'll be open from 1 to 8 in the evening. Okay. And then the second and fourth Saturday, we're running from 10 to 2.
All right. So, yeah, changing it up a little bit, making it a little more convenient for people. I know not everybody's able to get down during the workday, so that Thursday, right. Those Thursday hours or Saturday hours really make it nice, give everybody another option there to get in. But
yes. I mean, we want to serve the community in all capacity.
Yeah. And we should mention you're carrying pretty much, like you said, the same items. There's been a few changes here and there, a few little changes, but for the most part, everything that's been donated is kind of staying the same. There's a few changes, but if you're thinking about bringing something down, maybe call or stop in and say, here's what I got, can you use it? And yeah, you'll be glad to take it in.
Exactly. And you know, it's not only clothing. I mean, there's jewelry, there's men's clothing, which we are in great need of, but your knickknacks, your kitchenware, shoes, you know, anything that is in really good condition,
right.
That's resellable.
Yeah, that's the main part there. Yeah, something that's gently used, like you mentioned, or maybe you got two of them and you don't need that one and you don't want to take it back, you can bring it down to the community wardrobe.
Exactly.
So, yeah. All right, so new hours, Monday and Wednesdays 9 to 5, Thursdays 1 to 8, and the second and fourth Saturdays of the month 10 to 2. And you're in the same location,
yes.
Right there in downtown O'Neill, next to Dr. Pete's office, pretty close there.
Right.
And like you said, just... When are we opening up?
Today.
Today. Haha. Today's the soft opening, right?
There yes. you go. Today yeah. we're going to have our soft opening. So we just encourage people to come out and see the changes that have taken place. One thing that I do want to mention, with school starting, Barbara's got a display that she's put together, the team
school,
wear.
School apparel, wear. Yeah.
School apparel. There's an Eagles section and a St. Mary's section, and then we have a Huskers section. And so come in and take a look at that. It'd save nice. You some money on clothing. Going to the ball game.
Yeah, there you go. You bet. Well, it sounds like a lot of exciting things going on. And like you said, still looking for any volunteers that would like to help out. Maybe there's a group or an organization that needs community service hours. This is a great way to do it. And just another great opportunity, and we're glad to see that it's remaining open. That's the main part. Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just excited to continue the ministry and look forward to serving the community for a long time. So we just encourage everybody to come on down.
All right. And the new name.
Oh, hey, we should tell that, huh?
Yeah.
The new name that we have chosen is Samaritan's Closet.
Samaritan's Closet.
Yes. So that will be the new name. We don't have our sign up yet, but... the old sign has come down, and we'll have a new sign up shortly. So, Samaritan's Closet.
All right. Well, thanks to the O'Neill Ministerial Association for keeping this going and getting Barb in there and all the good volunteers and just make this thing can just keep doing what it's been doing over the years. So.
That's right. We're all looking forward to it.
Anything else?
We appreciate all the support from the O'Neill Ministerial Association, from the community, our spouses, my brother, and the list goes on.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate any and all support that we receive.
All right. Well, we're glad that this is continuing to be open. Even though you won't normally be open on Fridays, you are going to be open this Friday, today. And what are your hours today going
to
be?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. All right. So come on down and check it out at the Samaritan's Closet, formerly the Community Wardrobe in downtown O'Neill.
And be looking for a grand opening. We'll be having that on September 8th, I believe, is going to be the day for grand opening.
All right. So that'll be coming up as well. So all sorts of good things going on. Mike and Barb, thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. That's Pastor Mike Durie and also Barb Shoemaker from the Samaritan's Closet, formerly the Community Wardrobe in downtown O'Neill.